Good morning, brethren and sisters. I bring with me the love of your fellow brethren and sisters at Beckeaton, and how nice it is to be here this morning. How good it is to talk, to listen to the words of our Heavenly Father and His Son, our Lord, who we will shortly remember in the bread and the wine. It is indeed refreshing and uplifting to be here, because we are away from the pull of the world around us, aren't we? That we are united together in that great bond of love and fellowship of our Heavenly Father and our Lord Jesus Christ, who laid His life down that we might have such a great hope. And with desire, we desire to come here, to be assembled together in a shadow of things to come, none to make us afraid. We sing hymns, we remember our absent Lord, and we have that great hope, haven't we, in that coming age. That great hope, and we look beyond these things by faith. It is indeed good to be here. This time we have one with another is a time to treasure greatly. And the longer we live, brethren and sisters, the more we see the wisdom of our Heavenly Father. We have in Romans chapter 1, the invisible things from creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made. And we can see around us, can't we, the beauty of the leaves on the trees, the beauty of the flowers, the wonderful, majestic birds with their intricate individual feathers, all created by our Heavenly Father, and by them we can see the invisible things, can't we? Creation can clearly be seen. With faith and belief, we see the visible things. We see the things which are not visible, as Paul tells us in Hebrews chapter 11, the first few verses where we read, "Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtained a good report. Through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that the things which are seen were not made of things which do appear." And then we continue as we read through that chapter, by faith, walking with God. Without faith, verse 6, it is impossible to please Him. For he that cometh to God must believe that He is, and that He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. By faith, Noah. Noah was warned, and Noah listened, and Noah acted. Isaac and Jacob, we read in verse 9 and verse 10, they looked for a city whose foundations, whose builder, who hath found, for he looked for a city which hath foundations, whose builder and maker is God. With the eye of faith, they look to the future things, like we, with the eye of faith, look through the emblems as we remember our absent Lord, and look to that time when our Lord will drink it anew with those in His kingdom. How wonderful it is, by faith we can see these things, can't we? We see what God has created. We see the hand of our Heavenly Father in our daily lives. We see the seasons following season. We see the stars in the sky, and how beautiful it is to see them, to be there out on a warm summer's evening or a crisp winter's night, to see the clear stars. And we see by faith, don't we, We believe those things that we are told. These things that we clearly see. And we look, it helps us and strengthens, doesn't it, as we wait for that coming day of the return of our absent Lord, which is getting ever nearer, isn't it? That long-promised time. Brethren and sisters, we're brethren and sisters of the Lord Jesus, aren't we? And Jesus tells us, for whosoever shall do the will of my Father which is in heaven, the same is my brother and sister and mother. And we see that in the wisdom of coming together this morning to break bread, to drink wine. Simple symbols in remembrance. There is nothing we have in our lives away from here today, nothing that would remind us in the world. The world tends to be opposite. We need to be guided, don't we, in these troubled times. We see the world beset with problems, running to and fro with no answer. But we look to a country, a city, and a foundation whose builder is God, our Heavenly Father. That is where we are looking for, not the despair of the world, but for that great hope which we share. We hear, we read, and we see, we do and remember. And we are here all of the same mind, steadfast in that great hope. And as we draw near together, some words of Hebrews 10 comes to mind. Let us draw near with a true heart in full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. And let us hold fast the promise, the profession of our faith, without wavering. For he is faithful who is promised. And let us consider one another to provoke them to love and good works, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another. And so much more as you see the day approaching. With desire we have come here. With desire. With desire we will share the emblems of bread and wine. Jesus told us at the institution of this feast in Luke's Gospel, and he took the cup and gave thanks and said, divide it among yourselves. For I say unto you, I will not drink of the fruit of the vine until the kingdom of God shall come. Looking beyond to that great time, as we are strengthened and look beyond together, the covenant of a new age, we draw near in love, in a true heart, in full assurance of faith. And we hold fast. Let us not forget. Let us remember. As we do, we are reminded and we remember. We are continually reminded, aren't we? And strengthened in faith. Sometimes faith can waver. We read of that incident yesterday of Peter coming out of the ship when he saw Jesus, verse 29 of Matthew chapter 14. And Jesus said, come. And when Peter was come down out of the ship, and he walked on the water to go to Jesus, but when he saw the wind was boisterous, he was afraid and began to sink and cried, saying, Lord, save me. And immediately Jesus stretched forth his hand and caught him and said unto him, O thou of little faith, wherefore didst thou doubt? Where did Peter doubt that Jesus would save him? And where do we doubt that our Lord will save us too in times of trouble? That guiding hand has guided us all our lives, brothers and sisters, and still is. That outstretched arm of our Heavenly Father is ever near to us. Paul puts it like this in the Epistle to the Colossians. Just a few words from Colossians chapter 1 and verse 27. We've been exhorted, haven't we, brethren and sisters, to whom God would make known what is the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. And then into chapter 2 and verse 2, that our hearts might be comforted, being knit together in love unto all riches of the full assurance of understanding, to the acknowledgement of the mystery of God and of the Father and of Christ, in whom are hid all the treasures of knowledge, hid all the treasures of wisdom and of knowledge. And then keep in a finger there, we'll go back a few pages to the book of Ephesians, to the Epistle to the Ephesians. And a few verses there towards the end of chapter 9, of chapter 2, and verse 19. Speaking to each one of us, brethren and sisters, bringing us close to our Heavenly Father and to our Lord Jesus Christ. Words directly to us. Now, therefore, ye are no more strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints and of the household of God, and are built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone, in whom all the building fitly framed together groweth into a holy temple in the Lord, in whom ye are also built together for an habitation of God through the Spirit. We together, each one built together for a habitation of God through the Spirit, being separated wherever we are in our daily lives, we are still as one. And the ways of God do not change, brothers and sisters. How wonderful it is. And back into Colossians chapter 2, but a bit further on in verse 6. And we read, as ye have therefore received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk ye in him, rooted and built in him, established in the faith as ye have been taught, abounding therein with thanksgiving. How wonderful it is, how important and necessary it is that we read these words and we listen and are strengthened, so that we don't lose sight of the great promise of life in that coming kingdom. We look beyond, don't we? Remember our Lord gave his life and became the first fruits of those who slept, the first to defeat the grave. And our hearts are filled with joy, aren't we, as we remember our risen Lord. We should, of all people, be filled with joy, for we see beyond these worldly troubles, don't we? And the troubles of our weak flesh at times, and ailments we have. We're filled with joy as we remember our risen Lord. The slain lamb, meek and gentle. And we long for that coming day. Indeed, we pray for that coming day when our Lord will return. And Jesus is here with us, where two or three are gathered together. I am there in the midst of them, our Lord says. And he is here, unseen before us. and we remember in the emblems of bread and wine, and we long for and wait for and pray for his return, his reappearing in power and great glory. We look for it, we believe it, and we pray for it, don't we, brethren and sisters? And we serve in truth and deed, longing to hear those words, those soft, cheering words of our Lord Jesus. Ye have been faithful in a very little. Enter ye into the joy of your Lord. The mercy of our Heavenly Father and his great brethren and sisters. Some words of Psalm 108. O God, my heart is fixed for this one. I will sing and give praise even with my glory. Awake, psaltery and harp, I myself will wake early. I will praise thee, O Lord, among the people. I will sing praises unto thee among the nations. For thy mercy is great above the heavens, and thy truth reacheth unto the clouds. And in Psalm 111 we read of the mercy and compassion of the Lord toward those that delight in his commandments. We could read them all, could we? The Lord said unto my Lord, sit thou at my right hand until I make thine enemies a footstool. The Lord shall send the rod of thy strength out of Zion, rule thou in the midst of thine enemies. The people shall be willing in the day of thy power and the beauty of the holiness. How wonderful these things are, brethren and sisters. And Psalm 112, praise ye the Lord. Blessed is the man, blessed are we, brethren and sisters, that feareth the Lord, that delighteth greatly in his commandments. His seed shall be mighty upon the earth, his generation of the upright shall be blessed. Wealth and riches shall be in his house, and righteousness shall endure it forever. The Lord is our hope and our joy. Great are our riches above all that is in the world. We are being blessed with eyes that can see our Heavenly Father's words. We're being blessed with that great gift of life in that coming kingdom. Nothing we have can be compared to it or valued to it. The word the word of God, brethren and sisters, is to each one of us the focal point in our lives. That single point of light to our feet to keep us safe on our journey. When we used to, many years ago, we used to live in a little village. It was on the moors near in North Lincolnshire, where there was peat bogs and moors and little villages. And in the old church in the village, there was a niche, and before modern days of street lights and roads, there was a path across the moors from an adjoining village, and they put a light in that niche in the church every night, so the people who were walking from the other village could keep that light straight in their eye and walk straight to it, and it took them across the moors, keeping their feet safe from sinking in the bogs. And we took our children out to have a look, and we got the stick from off one of the trees, and off the path we put the stick into the bog, and the stick went down and down and down, which surely would have been a treacherous place if that light hadn't have been there to guide the travellers in those days. So that single point of light, we have it here in our hands. And we can see that we have access to that faith, don't we? By faith we have access into that grace wherein we stand and rejoice in the hope and glory of our Heavenly Father. Have you ever considered what a wide array of people there will be in the kingdom of God. There will be a tent, dwelling, wanderer, having no home of his own, although he was a great man in the earth of the Chaldees. There will be a prince of Egypt, who was a baby in an ark of bulrushes. There will be a viceroy of that same great kingdom, although he was a shepherd. Although he was a son of a shepherd and placed in a well and sold as a slave. There will be a great king who also looked after his father's sheep. There will be priests, there will be prophets, there will be fishermen, tax collectors, tent makers, Greeks, Romans, slaves, peoples of all nationalities, of all walks of life. And there will be, in God's grace, we pray that there will be ourselves also. Each one of us from all different walks of life, joined here this morning, from all walks of life and from different parts of the country and different parts of the world. There will be students, teachers. There will be listeners. There will be wise, gentle people, housewives, and many, many more. There will also be a great company of those who sleep, waiting for that time, won't they, brethren and sisters? Together we are tight as strands in a sheaf of corn. There will be people like Joseph, Moses, Jeremiah and Paul. And in this quiet time and stillness, we have that time to think and reflect, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. How wonderful these things are, brethren and sisters, that we can see them. We read and we don't forget. We remember in the breaking of the bread and the wine. There will be a great company of people around us in that kingdom age. There will be many who are asleep in faith, not having received the promises, but to have seen them afar off. Having seen them afar off. These all died in faith, verse 13 of Hebrews 11. Not having received the promises, but having seen them afar off and were persuaded of them, and embraced them and confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth. Here, we see, we've been persuaded, we've embraced, we've confessed that we too are strangers and pilgrims on the earth, looking for God's kingdom to come. God having provided something better, a better thing for us, brethren and sisters. Verse 40, towards the end of that chapter. All those, verse 39, throughout that chapter, having obtained a good report through faith, receive not the promise, God having provided some better thing for us, that they without us should not be made perfect. How wonderful it is, how thankful we are that we can see these things and have that faith and look in God's mercy, that God has provided some better thing for us, that without us they should not be made perfect. And let us rejoice, brethren and sisters, in God's mercy. Let us partake of the bread and wine in full assurance of faith, in the knowledge that our Lord is on our side and he will bring us to his kingdom. And we look forward with joy, don't we? And as we prepare our hearts and minds and turn our thoughts now to the feast prepared for us, soon, in a few moments, we will partake of the bread and the wine. And we meet in the beauty of holiness, in the shadow of things to come. with eyes looking forward, looking for our redemption that draweth now. And keep, each one of us keeps focused, looking for that day soon to come. And as we bring our thoughts to close with some words from Jude, isn't it good to be here to remember and to look forward to hearing those words? Come ye blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. And those words at the end of Jude to bring our thoughts to a close. To the only wise God, our Saviour, glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and ever. Amen.